You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to link up for Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Morena Desley, kei te pihi a koe this morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. It's good to hear from you this morning. Big vote that's happened in Auckland Council this past week on whether or not there should be Māori seats on Auckland Council, and it was voted against 11 votes to 9. You were one of the 11 votes that voted no on this. Why have you voted no on this one, Desley?
Look, it was a big and important decision for Auckland. I think it's important, Rachel, to look at what we've currently got, because Auckland Council is very much set up differently from other councils in New Zealand, with the fact that we have an independent Māori statutory board with 9 members on that board, whose pure objective is to advance the interests of Māori in Tamaki Makaurau and to ensure that Auckland Council acts in accordance with the Treaty of Waitangi. Now, Council has 11 main committees, all right? 5 are what we call committees of the whole. That means those committees are made up of the mayor and every single councillor. And then we have 6 which have a smaller number of councillors on them. Now, the IMSB, or the Independent Māori Statutory Board, gets 2 seats on 8 of those 11 committees and 1 seat on 2 of them. And it's only one of all the committees that they don't have an official seat. And that means that of our main committees, we have 2 IMSB members who sit around the town hall table with the rest of the councillors and the mayor. They debate the issue, they vote on the issue, they are present, they are part of the workshops, they are part of all the decision making on Auckland Council, except for the committee the mayor chairs.
Okay, but that's a pretty significant committee, Desley. I just want to get back to the original question. Why did you personally vote against the Māori seats?
Well, I had 4 issues. I had 4 issues. My first issue was around the fact that this wasn't about, taking away Māori outcomes. I was very strong around that. But it was the fact that we already, in my opinion, were ahead of the game as far as Māori representation went on Auckland Council. We had, as I've explained, a number of designated Māori voices already on Auckland Council with voting rights around that. And look, even on the governing body, we had a very important meeting on Friday, Rachel, last week. It was in confidential, I can't talk about it, but I will when it comes public. But we had the chair of the IMSB, it was a governing body committee, which is the one the mayor chairs. We had the chair of the IMSB sitting right next to the mayor. He was part of the discussion. He was part of the debate. He just didn't make a vote, all right? So it's not as if they don't have a voice.
That is quite a significant thing, though, being able to have a voice in a space but not a vote. There is a really big difference between those two things going on there, Desley. There's been quite a bit of pushback on the no votes for this. We've seen MPs making comment on this. We've also seen a lot of public pushback about this. What was the findings from the consultation which went out to Aucklanders around Māori seats? Broadly speaking, I think it was just over 11,000 or just under 12,000 submissions that were received.
It was a huge amount of, on a single issue. It was really, really big. We had 68% of individuals opposed to Māori seats. But if you took away, everybody else and just looked at the Māori representatives, what really surprised me, we have 19 iwi in Auckland, right? Only 4 actually submitted, right? And the vote, you asked me about my personal vote. For me, Ngāti Whātua is located in my ward. I'm a regional councillor, I know, but their view is really important to me. And their submission did not request Auckland Council vote for Māori wards.
What was their submission's agenda
instead?
They
focused on the preference to ensure appropriate recognition of their tangata whenua status. and for any representation model to reflect their special relationship as tangata whenua and tamaki makaurau. So I discussed their submission with them. Now, I don't want to single them out as one, but, you know, they are in my ward and they're a big part of Auckland. They saw my notes that I spoke to at the meeting, and they didn't ask me to change my vote. They were very happy with what I said. So that was another really, really big part of my decision making. And look, the last one is, of course, around the new government itself. You know, we can only have 20 councillors at the moment by legislation, and that would require a law change. And, you know, there are parties that have made it into government who want to repeal this kind of legislation anyway. And when you're looking to start a negotiation with government and get the best deal for Auckland, I thought, you know, it
so
was better.
That could sound to someone like Māori issues aren't at the heart of Auckland Council's interests when talking to central government, Desley.
That's completely inaccurate, because Māori outcomes is incredibly important for Auckland. If you've looked at all the budget cuts we've made last term, etc., we never touched the Māori outcomes budget. We've actually added Māori outcomes to every single agenda item. This is not about Māori outcomes. That has not changed. That, and this is why, you know, you're making them, respectfully, I think you're making an accurate assumption that you know, a lot of people do. It's not about Māori outcomes. It is around a Māori voting voice. And as I said, if you have a look at all the committees we have, 12% of our voting voice currently is specifically just for Māori. That's what we currently have.
I'm really interested in this conversation you've been having with Ngāti Whātua. It's something I wanted to ask you about. Is down in Ototahi, we saw last year, Ngāi Tahu appointees will be joining council after there was a law change approved. That's slightly different again from this conversation around seats. Mm-hmm. Is this something that sits perhaps more in that discussion you've been having with Ngāti Whātua? Are there options on the table that look at, you know, roles like what we've seen with ECAN down in Christchurch that are something that you're more interested in? Desley?
Look, there is. I mean, we didn't appear to have a majority of councillors against Māori wards. The vote was to support further work on the appropriate representation of Māori on Auckland Council. There are a lot of people who said, if you've got IMSB, you don't need Māori wards, right? You've got all these other councils in New Zealand going for Māori wards when they do not have what we have. They do not have an independent Māori statutory board. They do not have Māori designated Māori seats already by legislation sitting around the table. So they're voting for Māori wards, right? It's just the same conversation time and time again we get where Auckland is different. So what we did vote to do is to support further work on the appropriate representation for Māori on Auckland Council and have another look at it at the end of next year with regard to a final decision for the 2028 local authority elections. And the reason we voted this time, we're looking at the timing right now, was because a decision had to be made in November to make the 2025 election.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be a really interesting year to see where central government lands and therefore where we land. So we didn't say no, ever, not again, not doing it, no. What we did say is let's wait 12 months and relook at it at the end of next year with a view of maybe having some change for 2028.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate you explaining your position on that one, Desley. Let's talk briefly about Diwali, which is a very exciting time of the year. What's happening in Tamaki Makaurau around Diwali at the moment?
Oh, look, this is super exciting. It's one of the biggest events we have. It's delivered by Tātaki, which is one of our CCOs on behalf of Auckland Council, and it's got fantastic naming rights with BNZ and the Asian New Zealand Foundation, so thanks to those sponsors. So it's known as what we call the Festival of Lights, and it has like 100,000 people coming. It's over the weekend from noon on Saturday to 9 p.m. for the weekend. It's 9 hours of fun. It's got three big stages. It's going to be the largest vegetarian festival in New Zealand.
Awesome.
I mean, it's mammoth. And interestingly, 10% of Auckland's population is Indian, so they'll be coming from everywhere. Traditionally, it was just a Hindu celebration, but now it's one that also is celebrated by Sikhs, Buddhists, Jains, and the Nepalese. We've also got Vector lighting up the Harbour Bridge every 15 minutes from 8 p.m. to midnight in the Indian colours, so that will be fantastic as well. You've got to have, as I said, three big stages, you've got and 34 food stalls, a huge number of performances. You can go for a complimentary free rickshaw ride up Queen Street if you like. It's going to be busy. So please, I would really support public transport. There's going to be a huge amount of people heading into the city. And then finally on Sunday night, there'll be a huge spectacular fireworks display from the roof of the Aotea Centre at about 10 to 9.
Fantastic.
So it's going to be super. I'm going to be there. It's going to be just fantastic. Great food, great entertainment. Awesome.
That's an awesome thing to look forward to this weekend. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Desley. As always, it's great to have you on the show. We will talk to you again next Tuesday and see you at Diwali this weekend.
You will indeed, Rachel. Ka kite. Have a good day.
Ka kite. Thank
you. That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.